From Michigan Radio and the Detroit Journalism Cooperative, I'm Lester Graham. There are small business districts throughout Detroit that are barely hanging on. They were once thriving, but population loss and the loss of wealth in neighborhoods have hit most of them hard. The question is, what to do with them now? In the Morningside neighborhood, the main business strip is East Warren Avenue.
East Warren used to be a major shopping spot.
There were businesses in every building on Warren.
No matter what you needed, you could find it on Warren Avenue. The grocery stores, the movie theater.
A tailor, or a woodworking store, Five and Dime, whatever.
These are all business owners who still run decades-old businesses on East Warren. They say back in the day, it was so busy that finding a place to park was difficult and the sidewalks bustled into the evening. Riding along with him in his car, Eric DeWicke shows me the Warren Avenue strip in Morningside today.
I'd guess 50% are boarded up, and then you see all these vacant spaces here. This is where buildings have recently been torn down.
DeWicke is a lecturer in urban and regional planning at the University of Michigan. He also lives in Morningside.
Really, this is a problem all over Detroit of what do we do with our former retail strips that there really isn't a demand for.
Demand is also down because there's not as much wealth in the neighborhood. Firefighters, police officers, teachers, they once owned the homes in Morningside. They left. Many of the people here are now renters. Bill Kamen runs the Hammer Time True Value Hardware Store.
It's about not having money to buy stuff around here. They're spending 60, 70% of their money on rent, and they don't have the extra money to be working on houses and putting into stuff.
And without disposable income, it's risky for new businesses there. Marilyn Nash Yazbek is the owner of Nottingham Pharmacy. She's one of the few African-American business owners in Morningside.
I'm not really sure what will really thrive here because of the economics of the area. I think that has a lot to do with it.
The celebrated economic boom happening in downtown Detroit is not spilling over into the neighborhoods. Patrick Maher is with Eastside Locksmiths. It's been operating in Morningside since 1939. He says the area just needs a kickstart.
I understand that everybody wants to put the money downtown, but I mean, and not knowing a whole lot about a lot of the other neighborhoods, but knowing a lot about this particular one, we need some help.
What kind of help? Brian Pekelek has some ideas. He was the last president of the Business Association before it folded several years ago. He runs Bike Tech a little farther east on Warren. He'd like the city to do a few things.
To quickly and efficiently take care of the abandoned buildings, board it up, keep the neighborhood clean, safe, and lit.
But Bill Kamen at Hammer Time Hardware is not sure now is the right time to help Morningside.
I don't think that this side of Detroit has hit bottom yet. So maybe throwing good money after bad where the other neighborhoods are showing signs of a rebirth or something, that money might be better used in those areas than here.
That's not a sentiment many of the residents share. They've seen a few new stores open along East Warren Avenue in Morningside. They seem to be doing well. The residents are hoping for more, and they want the city of Detroit to do what it can to encourage that development. For the Detroit Journalism Cooperative, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.
Support for the Detroit Journalism Cooperative on Michigan Radio comes from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, the Ford Foundation, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.